The King's Bible. This is today's Biblical Alert. I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord as a junior in high school. Think about it. I'm not sure I had read a single book. I'm a junior in high school, and I've not read a single book. Matter of fact, I was a very poor reader. But I got saved. The Holy Spirit of God came in my heart, and I began reading the King James Bible. I've been reading the King James Bible now for over 52 years. It's not too hard to read, too hard to understand. If you've got the Holy Spirit abiding in your heart to guide you in all truth, watch this now. Source, scholars, Scripture, our source for the King James Bible, the Masoretic, Textus Receptus, preserved. God promised to preserve His Word. It didn't go away with the original manuscripts or autographs and suddenly appear somewhere in some source that even those textual critics say have mistakes that these high and mighty know-it-alls must correct the corrupt text. No, I don't have a corrupt text. I don't have a corrupt Bible from a corrupt source. My Bible, the King James Bible, comes from a pure, powerful, preserved source. And then the scholars study the history of the King James Bible. Godly men involved in translation, diligently comparing the sources, studying, praying, led by the Holy Spirit of God. Were they perfect men? No. But I'm telling you, they were not German rationalists, spiritists, and believers in other false teachings and not even believing in the inspired, inerrant Word of God. No, we had scholars that loved God and wanted to present the Word of God to English-speaking people, not corrupt scholars. And in the Scriptures, God has given to us His preserved, purified seven times, powerful, pure Word of God, the King James Bible, these precious Scriptures we hide in our heart that we might not sin against God. Here it is. Thy Word is truth, forever settled. Amen. In the beginning, God, that's the answer. We start right there. Believing God's Word to correct us, convict us and change us for His glory. Amen. Would you today take your King James Bible and start reading, meditating, studying, and memorizing the King's Bible? This is today's Biblical Alert.